chapter 10, verses 35 through 45. And the children's Bible that Tina shared, she ordered one. Tyndale Publishing sent us information on the updated version of the New Living Translation. And that's the updated version. I have the New Living Translation. Joanne has the New Living Translation. But sometimes when we're reading them, Joanne told me one day, you know, some of the words you say when you read, they're not in my New Living. And they have changed it and updated them a little bit, and that's a good thing. But every once in a while, I'll get a Ralphie word in there too. So I pray for forgiveness early on. But she had mentioned a devotion. There's all kinds of neat stuff in that Bible for young people to do. Scientific experiments. Just, it's really neat. But she had mentioned that it had a commentary in there. And I have a commentary in mind about this particular chapter 10 in Mark's Gospel. And it's entitled Ambition. In this remarkable interchange, they're talking about the interchange between Jesus and the disciples, we learn that even following Jesus can be twisted out of shape by selfish ambition. James and John seem to have been consumed with the desire to be Jesus' greatest disciple. Perhaps this ambition began as a sincere longing to please their Lord, but it became a selfish and pretty one about competition and power. Authority over others became their goal. And if we notice, their ambition, selfish ambition, led them to invert their relationship to Jesus, that they began making demands on him rather than asking him what he would have them do. Jesus' response is devastating and simple. Our ambition should not be to attain a position or power to serve one another. Only then will we truly find greatness in God's kingdom. So with that, we'll share the scripture. Jesus is teaching them about serving others. And thank you, Phil, for doing that every week and putting it up on the screen, too. So the red letter edition indicates these are the words that are attributed to Jesus when he was having dialogue with them. Then James and John, the son of Zebedee, came over to spoke to him. Teacher, they said, we want you to do us a favor. What is it, he asked. In your glorious kingdom, we want to sit in places of honor next to you, they said. One at your right, the other at your left. But Jesus answered, you don't know what you're asking. Are you able to drink from the bitter cup of sorrow I am about to drink? Are you able to be baptized with the baptism of suffering I must be baptized with? Oh, yes, they said, we are able. Jesus said, you will indeed drink from my cup and be baptized with my baptism, but I have no right to say who will sit on the thrones next to mine. God has prepared those places for the one he has chosen. And when the 10 other disciples discovered what James and John had asked them, they were indignant. So Jesus gathered them all together and he said, you know, that in this world, kings are tyrants. Officials lord over the people beneath them. But among you, it should be quite different. Whoever wants to be a leader among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even I, the Son of Man, came here not to be served, but to serve others, and to give my life for a ransom for many. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. One thing about God's word, and it doesn't matter if you have the King James Version or what version you read or study with, you cannot take away the spiritual truth of God's word.